Welcome to Business Rescue with Begbies Traynor, the podcast designed to give you advice, reassurance and assistance if you're a business owner struggling in these times. 6 weeks in lockdown in the UK, a little bit yet to go by all accounts, but as we mentioned previously, it's not just our physical health we have to consider, businessmen and women worldwide trying to navigate their company's future in this new world we're about to emerge into. It's a lot to take in, to mull over, to consider. Thankfully, we're in the company once again of our resident expert in corporate recovery and business restructuring, Gerald Krasner. Welcome, Gerald. I hope you brought your thinking cap, have you?
Yes. We've had a good response to the first podcast. I've had a few inquiries.
Excellent. This episode, we're aiming to consider the future by looking at some of the problems and solutions of exiting the lockdown period. Now, Gerald, you and I spoke yesterday, as we always do ahead of recording. And I have to admit, I was a little bit surprised when you spoke optimistically about emerging from lockdown. We're looking at businesses which have had very little or no income for a period, and yet you were speaking about the range of opportunities to consider, which seems to me like a good place to start if you can explain more on those opportunities.
Well, whenever there's problems, there's opportunities for the right people. If they are entrepreneurs, new businesses, new industries even, are going to come about in the world we're about to enter. There's going to be a lot more social media. There's going to be a lot more businesses working from home. And I believe with help from the government, finance from the government, people can find new opportunities. Now, we're talking about a massive workforce. Not everybody is going to find new opportunities. Some are going to have to deal with their existing businesses. But those that are ahead of the curve will make money quicker than those that expect things to return to normal.
Well, we'll come on to the idea of starting up, say, or those ideas in a short while. But if you're someone that has an existing business just now, how should you start preparing for coming out of lockdown?
Right. Well, the first problem we have is we don't know when lockdown will end. It's not going to end in one go. I think it'll be a 3 to 6 months exit from lockdown. And what you should be doing now is preparing a business plan, because your business model is most likely going to be out of date. The model you had in 2019, you will have to revise. If you're a restaurant, you're going to have a new layout in your restaurant. You're going to have to possibly close the bar, and as soon as people come, they're sat at a table 2 meters away from any other table, and all drinks are at the table. Those that can work around that have got an advantage, because I don't think the early stages of exit will see masses of people congregating. That's not what the first stage is going to be about. But if you can demonstrate that you can comply with the isolation requirements of 2 meters, you've got a chance. So it means your turnover will be less, but you've got to then budget for your cost to be less. And I think landlords are going to have to be more understanding going forward. Otherwise, we're going to end up with empty towns.
You spoke last week, if you're a restaurateur, about looking at maybe a 13-week period and starting off with an estimated 30% income of what you were looking at before, and working slowly towards 70. I suppose the 30 arises from things like, if you've got the 2 meter space, then obviously you're turning over less tables because you can't have as many in there.
No, I think the 30 arises because a lot of people will not go back to a restaurant in week one. It will be gradual. We'll have to wait and see whether there's a second bounce of the virus. That could damage all plans if that happened. And I think that's why lockdown has been postponed at the moment. So you start at 30%. Let's say you offer a meal and a drink for £10, or if you live in London, £30. If you give a discount, if you give an incentive to get people in, get the place known again, we're starting from square one. But you've got to fix your costs to meet the expectation of income. No good opening at a loss. You may have a loss in the first month, but you've got to be able to see light at the end of the tunnel. So you've got to innovate. What can you offer your customers that other restaurants aren't offering?
Is there then a specific strategy or model that a business should be following just now? Does it vary across the board?
Well, no, because businesses are different. You can't compare a restaurant to a garden centre. There are some basic rules in business, and one of them at the moment will be cash is king. Now, this new £50,000 loan to businesses is ideal for helping you get through those first 4 or 5 weeks. I can see hundreds of thousands of businesses applying. And I notice in today's paper, we all thought it would start on Monday. There may be a delay because the banks want to get their systems right. And there's a big problem I can foresee in the future that a number of these will be sort of scams almost.
It's the same now for everything, isn't it? If you are sitting there, you have a lot of problems and you want to find a solution, 9 times out of 10, someone will go online and they'll start searching, they'll start Googling. And the moment that you look for advice, there are good guys and there are bad guys. The good guys, obviously, such as yourself, but presumably there are more scam artists out there than there are good guys.
There were scams before the virus. They were known as ambulance chasers in my business. They'd see who had a winding up petition or a county court judgment, and the directors would get a dozen letters, some of them helpful. Not all ambulance chasers are on the bad guys, but a number of them. Give us £2,000 and we'll take your business and sort it out for you.
Okay, so
they cause more problems than they solve. So yeah. My advice would be, do not pay anybody any money up front for advice. In this day and age, people like me in my profession will always give you an hour's time free of charge. You don't pay for it, whatever. If you walk away, that's it. You've got your own accountant. Go to him. Ask him for half an hour's free time to discuss things. If he doesn't understand restructure, give him my details and we'll come in then. But if you've got facts and figures, you do not need to pay up front for advice.
So that's the litmus test, I guess, in a way, is if someone is asking and being, you know, quite pushy about getting money initially, then the chances are there's a scam afoot.
Yeah, they'll promise you things they don't deliver and can't be delivered. That's the point. And don't give them any bank account details. Just say, if they ask, can we have a meeting for free and see what they say? Mm-hmm. Also, I suggest the other thing is, whatever advice they give you, ask them to put it in writing. And when they don't, you will understand that that advice was probably illegal. Any advice I give anybody, I always put in writing.
If I'm looking into the future and I'm a business owner and I can see whatever my business does is not going to receive the same amount of income on the way out. Let's say, for instance, I sell sandwiches around businesses in an industrial estate, but I can tell that that industrial estate is not going to be fully occupied come the lockdown because we're easing out of it. But the building site across the road is going to be occupied because that's one of the first to come back. Do I start trying to pivot? Do I change now or do I hold fast with my business?
You take advice now. The earlier you take advice, the more time you have to sort out. A number of businesses will fail. A number of them had reasonable businesses. And if they start again, they can build a business back up. It may be we have to bury the old business so they can start a new one. Or it may be we can do surgery on the old business and they can carry on. We give them the option. It depends on the individual. And this is where the mental health of people will be very important. Because a lot of people, having sat at home for 3 weeks, locked up, thinking there's no way out of this, and their health goes down. And even if there is a solution, part of my job is to talk them to believe in themselves, not in me, but in themselves, that they can find a way out of this problem.
And that sort of advice would exist never mind coronavirus, never mind lockdown, because they would be nervous enough in themselves. But added to the fact that they are, you know, possibly a prisoner of their own house, they're a prisoner in their own head for this kind of thing as well, aren't they?
As I said before, there's always been this problem of failure, but we're told that 25% of people may be suffering from the stress of it all. That's 10 million people. Mm-hmm. That is an unbelievable number. So some of them won't have businesses, some of them will be employed. But compared to the numbers of insolvencies historically, we are looking, if people don't get it right, at a much larger rise towards the end of this year. And part of what I'm doing is to tell people there are solutions. Not every time and not for every problem, but at least try and look at it. We've worked as a community through this virus. We've pulled together, and there is help out there.
You said to me yesterday, when you're looking at this sort of thing, you have to survive the short term to get into the long term.
Oh, you've used that line before I can. That's not
fair. I'm sorry. Correct.
In the long term, we're all dead, as they say, but the short term is coming out of lockdown. That is right. The short term. It may start next week or the week after, and it may last for 3 or 4 months. That's the short term. That's what I want to deal with today.
Right.
Because next week we can deal with the longer term problems.
Okay.
But as I say, or as you said, you've got to get through the short
term. I'm only mirroring the master. So tell me then, all these things that I should be looking out for in the short term. What's my tick list? What am I checking off?
Number one, have you taken professional advice? Number two, do you know what the state of your business is? Do you know what you owe? Do you know what your turnover was? Can you do a cash flow going forward, even if it's rough and ready? Those are two. And number three, have you got the wherewithal to do what's necessary?
Yeah.
Do you feel the world's against you? Or do you feel, yes, I've got an idea? Some people will come up with a new idea, and it's not necessarily about just money. It's time and energy. That is a factor in going forward. Give it the time to plan. Give it the energy.
I mean, some people will be looking at this, and again, we'll come on to this towards the end of the podcast, I guess, but some people will be looking at this as a genuine moment for optimism because they can see where they're going to go. And those will be the guys that will succeed in the future, I would assume.
Yeah, also, to get out and go for a walk without being stopped, that will raise spirit. No, I'm serious. The fact that people locked up in houses and flats may have the chance to go out and sit outside a cafe in due course and have a coffee, something we haven't done this year. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, some people will be full of energy, full of ideas. Not all the ideas work. But if you've got an idea and believe in it, pursue it. Take advice. There's a lot of people of pension age who have been in business that will be only too glad to help a new upcoming business. I've learned a lot from youngsters. I've learned a whole world of jargon to do with social media. And I've also put back 40 years experience of what you need to make a business work. So it works two ways. Let's put those together.
You've got, I don't know if it compares half and half when you break it down with the youngsters coming with the jargon and your 40 years of experience, but let's take your percentage of that anyway and say, right, in this period, if you're looking at starting a new business, what type of thing, what sort of business can you see succeeding?
You also want next week's lottery numbers.
I do, exactly, right, yeah.
I think it's offering something that the public wants. So you've got to find product or service that the public want, either nationally or locally. Give you an idea. It's possible we may have to wear face masks for 6 months. There'll be a shortage. You're in the textile business, or you've got a sewing machine at home. Start making face masks, fashion face masks. They'll go well with the youngsters. Mm-hmm. Get a local business to sponsor their name on the face mask. Don't try and sell them for exorbitant money, do quantity and do value.
Yeah. I remember reading somewhere, and I can't for the life of me recall where, but the sort of businesses that take off in this kind of period are the ones that address need rather than want. So the things that you have to have, you know, you have to eat, you have to wash, you have to dress, you have to, you know, that type of business where they address need rather than luxury.
Yes, I think a lot of unknown is, how are the public going to react? Are they going to spend money as soon as lockdown ends? There'll be a week of celebration, no doubt, just getting out. But are they going to be worried about the future to such an extent that some of their new earnings are just put for savings for in case the epidemic comes back? We have to get over that fear.
When you're talking about the businesses that are approaching you just now, I know it's a very much a case of we can't use names or companies or things like that, but what sort of case studies are you looking at in this period?
Well, this week, I'm not naming names, obviously. I've had a telephone request regarding a gym, two gyms in the south of England, which weren't making a lot of money before the virus and definitely won't be making money in the future. And they've come to the conclusion, without my advice, that it needs shutting down. It needs selling for as much as we can get to give creditors some money back. I've also had a phone call from a restaurant owner asking, is his business finished? And I've gone through, no, hunker down for the moment because it's not costing you anything. When we know lockdown's coming out, you've got your business plan, come back to me, we'll go through it, and I'll tell you if it's realistic to go and reopen. Now, that was before the £50,000 loan was offered. That has now been offered. With £50,000 in the bank, he can afford to reopen at 30% turnover, mm-hmm. and give him a chance to build up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the things we may see is that a lot of landlords will be told, we're just not paying this rent anymore, we're going to move. And what they may have to do, and they won't like it, is go on a percentage of turnover for rent, which some landlords already have, rather than a fixed rent.
Can I ask you something briefly on furloughing? Because it's probably, again, like a lot of words, the term furlough wasn't necessarily one that was universally known before this period of lockdown. Now,
it's an American word, I think. Really.
Yeah. Now everybody's aware of it, and some more than others, because they've been furloughed. But I was speaking to someone, again, I won't name names, I was speaking to someone in the offshore industry, the oil industry in the northeast of Scotland this week, who said that they know now, in 3 months' time, anyone that's been furloughed, they're going to have to lay off. They know now.
I agree with that comment, because people are hankering down, getting the furlough money to keep the staff, but have no idea how they're going to open their business. So they've just been made redundant. But one of the things where I've looked at, and I've put a few people that way, is retraining. I know of a business that effectively will do a 2-week training on working at home, free of charge. Mm-hmm. The government funding these.
Right.
You get a diploma at the end, or there's one looking for 10,000 jobs, which will pay up to £10 an hour. They'll train for 2 weeks on that, free of charge. And these people are for the testing afterwards. So there's training for all this. Mm-hmm. If people are worried, they should get in touch with me, name, mobile number, email address, and what your problem is. Do you want the training or what? Mm-hmm. And I'll put them in touch.
Okay.
The earlier they do that, the better.
That's your sort of motto, your watchword, or your buzz phrase all over, really, isn't it? The earlier you get in touch with me.
I've been saying it since I was 30. If I had a pound, every person I've said, if you come to me 3 months earlier, you'd still be in business.
If I am someone that's been furloughed, presumably, I seem to remember seeing somewhere as well, training is one of the things that I can do, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not in any bother by doing that.
You're not working, training.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's useful.
You don't get paid for the training, but it doesn't cost you anything.
But you're gaining something from it, of course, as well.
And you'll get a diploma. You can show somebody this. We're going to be looking for thousands of new carers.
Yeah.
Because the care industry has not only had a battering with the virus, but has a massive shortage of people. And I think it's come home to governments of whatever description that the priorities going forward, especially in the next 3 or 4 years, are going to be different to the last 3 or 4 years. I don't know who's going to suffer for this, whether it'll be the foreign aid budget or whether we'll just print money, but it's got to be repaid at some time.
Mm-hmm. Going back to a business arriving at your door too late, or perhaps, as you mentioned, with the gym owners in the south of the country, perhaps my business plan wasn't that solid to start off with, and this period has simply exposed that further.
Yeah.
My business fails. What happens at that point?
Your business fails. We will take you through the process in advance of you signing up. We will explain to you the various stages of closing down a business. For some people, the best stage is the fact that once they sign an engagement letter, no more aggravation. Everybody who's chasing them, we deal with. So we take that mental burden off you. We give you a cost estimate, and we then start speaking to the staff, and we do the paperwork, and we close the business down, realise the assets. It may be you want to start up again.
Can you do that straight away?
You can under certain circumstances. You can make an offer for the assets. If it's the best offer, you get them. A lot of businesses start up, but I would warn everybody, if your company is called ABC Limited and it fails, don't set up a new company called ABCD Limited. Because the name's so similar, you can be liable for all the debts on company number two if you do it wrong. So you will need advice. Come back to what I've been saying all along. If you think your business is failing, but you want to buy it back, or you want to be set up, or you just want to walk away, come to somebody like me who will take the time to explain it and put it in writing.
And the thing is, as well, you mentioned earlier on the podcast, the first hour or the first meeting with you is not going to cost anything at that point. So the advice
sometimes
is,
the second meeting doesn't.
Yeah,
so I don't charge. And there comes a point, maybe after 2 or 3 meetings, where I say, if you want to take it further, you'll have to sign an engagement letter.
That's if a business is coming to the end of its time. Should you be scared of starting a business coming out of lockdown?
I think you should be careful.
Right.
There's a thing called overtrading. It starts well, so that you suddenly open 2 or 3 more outlets, and that's when the problems start, because you haven't got the funding to do it. If you're starting a new business, take some advice. We're coming back to the, what do you need to start a business? Do you know anything about VAT? Go and see an accountant and ask him for a quote for the advice.
The government funding that's in place, the 50,000 that you were talking about,
yeah,
go back over that for me in case anyone has missed that in this last week. I don't imagine that they have, but on the off chance, just break it down for me, how it works, how you get it, when it happens.
At the moment, the government have said, we will give you up to 25% of your turnover, not your profits, your turnover, with a maximum loan of £50,000. So if your turnover is 200,000 plus in the last year, you can then borrow £50,000. It is fully guaranteed by the government. So the bank takes no risk whatsoever. If you fail, the bank claim off the government. There are no personal guarantees involved, which is very important. Your house is not on the line. We're told as soon as the application is approved, you'll get your money. There's no wait of a month or anything. But you've got to have a reason. You can't just say, I'd like £50,000.
Like £50,000.
I would imagine you'd have to be registered with HM, with the revenue as well.
All right. Just to recap for me, Gerald, from this episode, we're talking about emerging from lockdown and the important things for you and your business, if you can recap for me.
Yeah. Emerging from lockdown, put a plan together, even if it's a very rough plan. Take some advice. Make sure you're mentally strong, but definitely speak to somebody who has experience of problems.
I'm John Mellis. Thanks for joining me in Business Rescue. If you do need help, Begbie's Trainer is there for you with experts in business restructuring as well as closure options and financial options. They've got 78 offices across the UK. Remember, if you found this useful, please rate and recommend us and please subscribe. Then you'll get us every Tuesday with the information you want when you need it. My thanks as always to Gerald Krasner for the invaluable advice in Business Rescue. If you do need help, why not email Gerald a question? His address is gerald@businessrestructure.co.uk. That's gerald@businessrestructure.co.uk. Send him your question and we could even be answering it in an upcoming podcast. I know that's something you're keen on, Gerald.
Yes, it is.
And you can follow us on social media as well. You ready for these? Make sure you've got them. On Facebook, you can get us at Business Rescue. On Facebook, at Business Rescue. Twitter, at Business Rescue 6. And on Instagram, at Business Rescue Pod. At Business Rescue 6, that's the number 6 on Twitter, and on Instagram at Business Rescue Pod. And if you want to see Gerald's lovely face, we've got a video version as well, which you'll find on YouTube. You'll get all the links you need on our social media. Good luck with your business, and we'll see you next time for more advice on Business Rescue.